This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday the 22nd of May 2023 and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm overwhelmed with all of the things there are to talk about this morning. So, Mr. Newry is joining us for an open line. Today, I'm inviting my listeners to call in and tell me what is on their mind, what's pressing to them. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And for our listeners who are in the Bahamas but not in New Providence, 242-300-5720 is a toll-free number. Text line, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796, and that's powered by BTC. Now, let me tell you what I have on the menu, what I think I want to talk about. We had an Amber Alert. Here I go, Mr. Newry, Americanizing myself again.
Yes.
We had a Marco Alert. Right? And I want to talk about it because I don't know if everything went the way it was supposed to.
No. Why do you say that? Let's explore it.
Well, first of all, the young man who's
pause a second.
Yeah.
Explain what Marco's Alert. Start from there. Right. And then let's move on to your point.
So Marco's Alert, for everybody is supposed to know, Marco's Alert is a new alert system when a child goes missing. A minor, anyone under the age of 18 goes missing, then the police are supposed to issue like an alert. And it's supposed to be broadcast through all of our telecommunication systems, right? So television, it should flash on the television. It should have a message on the radio, I think. On your phone, particularly the phone, a message should pop up on your phone with a picture of the child and the details of the child, the description, and the brief details, I guess, about where they went missing, maybe what they were wearing when they went missing, to enable the general public to assist the police and the family in finding this child. So that's what the Marco's Alert is. It is a Bahamian version of the Amber Alert in the U.S. that I'm sure we are very familiar with. Now, here are the things that concern me about the Marco Alert for Kevin Carey. First of all, Kevin Carey is 20 years old.
What do you mean he's not a child?
In the hearts of his family, he'll always be their child, right? In the minds and the eyes of his loved ones, he'll always be a child. But the question is, he's 20. Why was the Marco's Alert used for a 20-year-old?
It doesn't start going wrong.
Is it that he has special needs?
If he has special needs, he should be included.
Right. Like, is it? There's no indicator of any intellectual disabilities or physical disabilities on the missing persons flyers that I've seen, nor was there any indicator on the Marco's Alert that I saw, right? Now, here's the next thing. Why, if the young man went missing on the 11th of May, why did it take so long for Marco's Alert to be issued?
That's easy.
Why?
He is not a child. The Marcos Alert is for children.
So maybe the Marcos Alert was used as a secondary method, right? It's not primarily for adults, but can be used for adults?
We no longer understand, nor appreciate, nor know exactly what Marco Alert is. It needs to now be explained to the Bahamian public so we understand what it will be used for, who it will be used for. And because this issue happened, everything is off the board. We have to start from scratch.
Now, I don't know if we have to start from scratch. See, like, I would invite maybe Tennille Burrows and Rise Bahamas.
Right, she brought up Marcos Alert?
Who've been the main proponents.
But that's a government thing.
No, listen.
No, I hear you.
They've been advocating for it.
Yeah.
See, I was going to invite them in because they could tell us what they proposed it should do. And at their last interaction with government, what they were told it would do.
So why not invite the government official who would conclude on what they are going to do?
Because I'm not allowed to have dead time, dead air on the radio, and I find great difficulty in getting state actors to come on the radio and talk about things within their purview. Mm. It's me. I'm going to try using a Marcos Alert on some of them, though. Possibly, since we could use it on adults now.
Yes.
And I'm not being frivolous in my commentary.
But the good thing is it's being used.
Right.
But was it used properly? Let's analyze that. I got the alert. I want to know, how did you get your alert? And the reason why I said that, I got alert.
But did you get the alert on the phone with the chip?
No.
Just on the one without the chip?
Without the chip.
I got the alert on my phone with a chip. When it's active, it's connected to the system.
And I have two phones with chips, and nothing came through that. But definitely, I got one on my phone where I'm holding now. I only use the internet.
Yeah.
I got Marcos Alert via that.
And I got a text here just now that says, "Morning, I never got that alert." Over the weekend, I read on various social media platforms, a number of people got the alert, and a number of people did not get the alert. Mm. And so the question is the system fully functional? Is it fully operational? And if it isn't, why? Why would it not be at this point in time? Why was it used for an adult?
Yes, we have that's part one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And why have we not seen it used on the minors that we have seen wanted missing posters for over the last several months?
Interesting. But let's ask this question. I got the alert, like I said, on my chipless phone. It was a name, right? And I'll check my phone and could read it to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Had no picture. So I have no idea.
What did the child look like?
What does a man? What would the man look like?
Yeah.
Right? And I'm saying, this is my cousin. Because I have a cousin with the same name.
Yeah.
So I call him and say, you miss? No, that's not me.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, who carrier this is then? And I wasn't sure. I'm not sure if there are different carriers with the same name.
Yeah.
But at that point, it defeat the issue as I didn't know who carry they were looking for. Especially when I started calling my cousin and say, I see you missing, man.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, that's a different carry they're talking about.
Well, you know, the technology is only as effective as the humans operating it, as the humans using it. That's the first thing we know. And so it doesn't matter how much technology we implement, how cutting edge we get, if the human resources are not enabled, right, or are not willing to perform at the levels required for the effective use of the technology. See, I got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock.
Yeah, Aaron Grant and Yuri. The Marco alert, I was confused. I, matter of fact, I didn't get an alert. I saw it from the Royal Bahamas Police Force page. So I didn't get my alert.
Right, you saw
it. When I saw it was a man. But a marker alert, when it came out, you go back to the original page and documents, it's for children.
Yes, absolutely. And so
right.
The question arose, were there special circumstances, like did the young man have an intellectual disability or physical disability?
Well, if you read the document, it don't say special circumstances.
Yeah.
I can't just know basic law. It it came out when Marcos got killed. It's for children. Children are missing a bill. the billboard too. I haven't seen another billboard. I don't know if they have one. Do you have any billboards up there?
I mean, we got a number of billboards, and I know I think the billboard service, right, that's still running. You can still quote unquote rent the billboard for your messaging.
I mean, the messages came up.
I don't have any indicator from any from the public that they saw.
In the past, it's a lot of children. How old you go? A lot of children from 15 and under was missing.
That's what we said just earlier.
I'm just adding to it. It did not come under alert. That's strange.
Yeah, it's very strange.
So I made that system. We say things, but we don't put things in place. We just talk for the talking sake. We need to stop that culture.
Yes, sir.
And we need to stop that and get the things. Like, I'm disappointed with my service, BTC. I never seen an alert yet.
Okay. Pumpkin Eater, I gotta go.
But one more thing before I go, I think we need to ban Carnival, man.
Listen,
I'm afraid to throw it on you. So ban the thing.
Why, Pumpkin Eater?
You want to? Talk? I just
want your reason. Why should we ban Carnival?
Yeah, the reason is it's conflict with our culture. It's not our culture.
So what's our culture?
What our culture. I mean, that's Carnival. That's Carnival. That's Trinidad. That's Trinidad. Be Trinidad, and let Drunkard be Drunkard in our culture. Drunkard is our culture.
So
I mean, and also, it's a lot of things. I don't know, some shows I can be strong on. I don't know if I can be strong on your show.
Well, I mean, you can't slander defame or no profanity, but
I didn't say profane. I say I could be strong on some shows. In some shows, you cannot be strong on. I'm not into profanity. I appreciate that.
But I'm saying, what does strong mean?
Well, what is strong? What strong means a lot of things. I mean, the picture I saw, it's more like Solomon Kamau. That's strong enough.
But in what aspect? You mean the people them winding up in the road?
Oh, winding up and all kind of. It's nasty. I saw and I could be. I mean, Drunken, no, you don't see that. You just see the art of Drunken, no, you see the, and you see the decent Russian. What is the, and I surprised
you. Did you say decent? Hold on, did you say decent rushing?
Yeah, it'd be even time. You see dignity in Drunken, no.
Okay, Pumpkin, that guy stopped right there. Pause. No, pause. We got two options here. We could, you could let me speak and then you could speak or.
Sure, speak.
Let me speak.
That don't cut me off, though.
That's what So Pumpkin Eater, I want to pause here because I do want to talk about Carnival for a second, right? I wanted to interrogate this. When you say decent rushing, right, and you talk about Junkanoo as like a decent thing in comparison to, right? Are you?
The name and phrase, decent, no decent. Well, you could use a starting English.
You talking about the same? You talking about the same Junkanoo I talking about, Pumpkin Eater?
Are
you talking about the sanitized version that we catch on drones and cameras to broadcast on ZNS and our news?
Very good. I go to Drunkard in the past and now. Come on.
I feel like you nostalgizing and romanticizing Junkanoo for the purpose of this argument. But if we talk about Junkanoo as a whole, you know what click come from? Because the groups used to come from whatever community they are from, and they clash in the middle and click. Like, I think we are romanticizing Junkanoo.
What we talk about now, listen to me. The Junkanoo, what I was in it, and either on TV or off TV, majority of them who go in the shack and face their custom. And the the dances then, put it that way. I forgot the name right now.
They're good, decent Bahamian people, right?
Good, decent Bahamian people. Don't put words in my mouth now. But not only that, but they do it based on our culture.
All right. Thank you, Pumpkin Eater.
Have a good day.
You conflating two things. Just because they're good, decent people don't mean that we could romanticize Junkanoo in that way, nor is it decent to romanticize it purely for the purpose of juxtaposing it to another culture that we think is lesser than ours because it's different or it doesn't belong in this context. Good morning, caller.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Okay, and everybody else out there. You know, Ms. Green, from what I saw came across my phone in regards to the carnival parade on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I asked the question that I was growing up. There was something they used to refer to as indecent exposure.
Mm-hmm.
Was against the law.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time in our country, you couldn't walk down Bay Street when I was growing up in a bikini. You could go on the beach in a bikini. But walking down Bay Street, even the tourists had a problem because it was considered against the law, indecent exposure. What I saw, like I say, came across my phone. I was ashamed of the adult female in my country on Saturday because very few things was missing other than nakedness. I mean, there was, I would say, strings of cloth on women's bodies that they exposed themselves to the world as if it means nothing anymore. In other words, if there's a culture, they say even Trinidad, the wife of the prime minister goes to, there's times when the wife of the prime minister went to carnival to protect themselves in some. Would you like to see the first lady of the Bahamas on that parade Saturday, dressed like the other girls? You think Brave Davis, Philip Edward Brave Davis, would let his wife go in the front of one of those groups with those feathers and those outfits?
You know what I love about my prime minister? I think he have the good sense to not attempt to moderate his wife's behaviors in ways that are just beyond his control. I think he's a smart man. And he chooses his battles wisely. That's a very, very strong position that you have, caller. And I want to handle it with the sincerity that it was shared. I don't want you to think that I am trivializing your contribution or your concerns. I just wonder, where is this decent Bahamas that all of these people are remembering? Where is this place that y'all are romanticizing so beautifully? Where does it exist? Where is it documented in the history books? Better yet, where is it documented in the lived experiences of Bahamians? Because what a time. Like, how do you live? How do you live with these notions in your head of idyllic perfection, knowing the lived experiences of people around you? How do we juxtapose these images of decency with the real lived experiences of people who have been forced to live indecent lives or been forced to engage in indecent acts by indecent people, despite their decency, inherent decency? Got another text here that says, great show as usual. You are incorrect. A male Bahamian lives in his mother's house until age 65. So technically the 20-year-old could go under the Marco alert. Dear texter, sometimes y'all is just bring genius in a bottle, you know, because that's a component of the housing crisis. It's also a component of the fact that we don't care about old people, especially when we're young, so we never devise the systems necessary for old people to live their best life, to die with decency and dignity, to age, right? In the bonus, not in the deficit. That's what it is. Don't throw shade at people who can't afford to wear the apparel of adulthood. Great show as usual. People say the woman shaking, that was not the problem. Some of those people who you think were women were not actually women. You think that's the problem? It's a costume party. It's a dress-up party. Some people are going to dress up. But same thing with Junkanoo. Some people dress up. In fact, there was a time when women were discouraged from going on Bay Street to Junkanoo, to be Junkanoos, and they had to dress up like man to traverse the road safely.
Mm.
What a time.
What a time.
What a time. Got another caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you do?
Fine, thank you. Decent bohemian, I guess, scenario that the caller was talking about,
mm-hmm.
I guess, to each his own. It's in his mind, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I go to Junkanoo, and they dress kind of almost like Carnival, probably just a little piece more. And they shake and carry on just as fast as they do a Carnival.
Yes.
Or, don't he be looking?
Yeah.
You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, as much as I may not be approved of Carnival per se, because I do feel like it's a Trinidadian thing, it should stay there. Wasn't Prime Minister Christie, when he was in office, didn't his wife show up to it dressed away like everybody else? She was.
Yeah, I think she attended it.
Also, Maynard Gibson was present also to Carnival.
Okay.
The first one. I think Lady Wilson as well was there.
Yes, Lady Wilson was there. All well-dressed.
Yeah.
Well-dressed.
I mean, they were well put together.
Thank you.
See,
put together, yes.
Thank you.
Well-dressed, no. But in any event, to each his own, I don't particularly care for Carnival myself. I don't look at it. I don't go to it. It's not my thing. So I stay my little, quote-unquote, decent behemoth at home.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Do you, I do me. We all have to answer the God for ourselves.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Before I get to this next caller, right, I want to make a couple of quick points about decency, right? Because when people started talking about decency, a lot of ideas arose for me. Like, one thing to throw on the table, a question that I think is worthy of asking, no matter how you feel, what side of the table you're on, pro or anti. I think it's indecent to spend that much money on a 3-day, 4-day recreational activity when there's so much need.
You mean the individual spenders?
The individual and collective, like the amount of money that was spent, I think it's a reasonable argument. Like, is it decent? Like, if we want to throw the word decency around, right? Is it decent to spend that much money on whether it's individual or collective disposable experiences when that money could be diverted to collective nation building? That's one point. The second point is this, right? Because Bahamas and Trinidad are nationalities. Africa is culture. When we look at culture, festival is festival.
Mm-hmm.
We are festival people. What's the real difference between Junkanoo and Carnival? When you talk about nationality, it's a false construct. Why would we let that separate us? I see I got another caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron.
Morning.
Hey, man.
Two quick points. Punkinita brought it up, mm-hmm. I before you answer, I just have to quickly get in my 2 points and then you can answer afterwards.
Uh-huh.
But decency, even though you may argue that decency, where is the decency is the question. And true, you have a good point in terms of when comparing to Junkanoo, even though I think Junkanoo is a little bit more sanitized than Carnival. But both I dismiss. I stopped going to Junkanoo because of the ladies in the gyration. And sure, and what the costume represent, because it went against my Jesus Christ views.
Mm-hmm.
So I choose not to go.
Mm-hmm.
Carnival, I dismiss it outrightly. What I saw some of the videos, and it was, I know... Sometimes you're alone on it, you'll cut people off. But I'm just saying my perspective. It was not really nice. And I'm trying to use word because I know you all have cut people off.
So dear caller, don't go anywhere. I'm not going to cut you off. Let me show you all a vibe. You all just throw so much. I'm not cutting you off. I'm going to let you finish speaking. I'm not cutting you off. You could ask Mr. Nuri. My fingers aren't even near the button. You know, sometimes I ask people to sort of speed it up. You notice the pace of the show is very, very fast, right? So I ask people to speed it up. I sort of cut you off because you've made the point. You don't realize you've made the point. Am I trying to speed the show up? I don't cut people off because I don't want to hear what they're saying. I cut them off because I've heard what they're saying, but because I don't use the words that they agree with, they feel like I'm disagreeing with them or I don't hear them. Now, you could go on.
Okay. So, but I thought as an individual, it was revolting. And I think we need to, there has to be an objective perspective on decency. And yes, you can say that that's probably subjective in some areas. But I think there is something, and I think the church ought to have spoken out, but I think I understand why the church, which I'm a part of, doesn't speak. I believe we have issues within the church, and so we don't want to tackle these issues. And I'm saying that because I'm a part, so I could criticize myself or the body that I'm a part of.
Cool.
And then lastly, the other point was that the young man, I mean, yeah, he may be 20, and I was just saying, I don't think you meant any ill will or CA, but I understand the guy's special needs. And you know what? If it's for a young woman that's been abducted or goes missing, I say let's do the Marco alert. I don't understand it. I don't understand the legality of it, but I wouldn't use that as a question, especially a young man who's been missing from his father and mother for probably a week or so.
Thank you.
I see that more as the main thing that we really need to focus on and not his age and whatever else.
We're not focusing on his age. What we're focusing on is why does the Marco alert not work properly? The question that we really put on the table is, why was the alert used for an adult male days, almost 10 days after the first missing poster was published, right? But we know that there are minor girls who have gone missing and no Marco alert has been issued for them. The question was, if the Marco alert is designated for minors, why was it used for an adult? And the question we put on the table was, if the adult was special needs, we could understand why Marco's alert was used. But the question still remains, why was it so late? Yeah.
He is special needs. So, I mean, that could come off the table. He is special needs.
Yeah.
And I do think that there is a legitimate point that you did raise, why the young ladies, what had happened.
Yeah.
And so those are questions that need to be tackled. So I do support you in that.
Thank you, man. And thank you. And I don't, you know, thank you very much. And I don't need people to sort of support me to call in, but we get this sort of combative, because you're not agreeing with me, we must be fighting, or you cut me off because you don't agree with me. I don't have to agree with you. What's most important is that I could clearly articulate what it is that your position is, and then I could juxtapose it to mine. But this is a space we got to clear up. I come to you right now, caller. The next thing about Junkanoo, I think it's indecent that Junkanoo has been co-opted. It's been commercialized. The true cultural, historic, spiritual elements of Junkanoo have been whitewashed. You are upset or concerned that it doesn't align with your Christian values, and I'm going to tell you, I'm upset that you think it should align with your Christian values. I think it's indecent that we would attempt to mold Junkanoo into a space it does not belong in. But let's go to the line caller. You're on the clock.
That's me, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, good morning, Ms. Green, and good morning to Mr. My boy there.
Nuri. Blessings.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, man.
I always forget his name. Poppy here and Ganita, your listeners who are listening. You know, I could give my opinion, but I respect you for being so smart. Not because I think you're smart, meaning mm-hmm. you might have an answer for everything. But I have two questions I wanted to ask. Maybe Mr. Nuri could help you, see if you could answer them rather than me staying on and giving my opinion how I feel. But without giving an opinion, one little thing I want to say, though.
Uh-huh.
If it's any truth that the police officers, immigration officers, prison officers, all these uniform officers, them who's starting the new set were coming on.
Mm-hmm.
The insurance where we would have been able to pay for their children, their wife, if they carry some disease. When I say disease, like tuberculosis, doing their job or whatsoever, home to their children, they family have to come up themselves and do that. I understand the government is saying that that's something new they're going to do. Correct me if I misunderstand. And then I hear the commissioner of police talking about how much squad he is coming on the police for in spite of this news report. I say, if there's any truth to that, man, how we could do that to them? Why don't we stop paying the insurance for like Prime Minister Davis and these people who could afford to pay for it themselves, these comprehensive insurance, taking care of them, their wife and their children and everything. Why don't we stop that? Then one last thing.
Uh-huh.
This thing over Paradise Island with this woman who's in charge of Atlantis.
No, don't say it like that, man.
But help me, her name.
Miss. It's right in the paper today, you know.
But I can't see the paper.
I know.
I just remember it.
I talk into Nuri, so he'll go grab the paper.
But this lady, she said a couple months ago, right, that the workers in Atlanta should sign up and give their opinion, right? Now, lately, they sound like they're saying that the workers over there have a problem with her. She is this and she is that. Sound like they had an exercise from the labor board where they asked the people how they feel about her, and I don't know how to vote or the exercise ran exactly, right? My point to you, this sounds politically, man, because if this woman's supposed to be a top-notch in Atlantis, knowing Atlantis would do a lot of good in this country, we get a lot of people working there. Why are we doing this, like, in public? Is it because she had her views? Oh, she gave her opinion publicly and said something? Why? The heat is coming down. Like, I listened to the news, and it sounded like they ain't going about it the right way. It sounds like this politically because he must differ with this project with RCI or RCL. I think they should go about it a little better. I wanted to find out how you feel about those two topics.
Okay, hold the line. Don't go. Don't hang up. First of all, the officer's insurance issue, right? Let me tell you what I think is the best way to tackle that.
But is it any truth they doing that for true?
Well, I think that has been. Discussed publicly that their intention is for the new cohorts to adjust the insurance so it doesn't cover family members, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that is their intent. The way that I would approach it, Papa, is that I would argue that this is a public health issue.
A national security issue.
Right, see, the argument, well, in the directive given by the judge with the injunction with the shanty towns, right? They said that homes could only be demolished if they presented a public health, right? A public health risk. And so that's the avenue that I would engage this at, to remove...
They need to get out of the court and stop it.
Yeah, to remove that coverage creates a public safety and public health risk. Because these uniformed services are interacting with individuals who may or may not represent a public health risk, right?
Yeah.
And there's no determining that. And these officers can't deny their service or can't refuse to interact with these people. This is their job and it's an essential service. So if I were part of the team lobbying against that decision...
Get caught.
And I would focus on the...
You understand the reason they say they want to do it. They're trying to say, well, why are they doing that?
I don't...
Why they think it's okay for us to pay for their comprehensive insurance with their germs or anything they catch anywhere take care of them and their family?
That's a big part of it.
This is crazy. I don't expect this from this New Day government to say things like that.
Listen,
I can understand them coming out and saying, but we can stop y'all from paying insurance for us, especially us who could afford to pay for ourselves. And we can do that to the uniform. But how they can fix their mode to set up a uniform officer? They done ain't paying them enough.
Listen, thank you very much, Papa.
Yes, you could give an opinion on the next one.
Yeah, man, I can give my opinion. Yeah, man, thank you. And this is an important point because a lot of people wonder why the cultures develop in institutions like the police force. People them stress, man. You could imagine you're an immigration officer. You have volunteered yourself to enter the most dangerous of situations, to take on these risks, and the coverage that you once had, you no longer had. But Papa, if I were going to approach that, that's the way that I would approach it from the public health position. The next point, labor and Atlantis. Yes, I wish that the government and the hotel had engaged this whole thing differently. I don't understand why everything, everywhere, always seems like a battle. Like there's always two gangs going at it, and there gotta be a clear winner, right? And one gotta mash up the other. We gotta shift this culture entirely. It's not tenable. The country is too small. Secondarily, why would you engage in that way with somebody who's supposed to be your most favored investor, right? Like, supposed to be your have most favored status in the hotel industry. Why all of this? And I don't know if either institution or entity can claim any moral high ground on this matter. Mr. Nuri?
Definitely there's some kind of combativeness that is happening here, right? And most unfortunate that is being played out publicly.
Yeah.
I understand the angst the government has initially when Mr. Oswald, the CEO of Atlantis, made a commentary public.
Uh-huh.
Usually the Bahamian vice president in charge of public relations usually makes such comments. But of course, she's felt comfortable doing it, and she made it. But since then, the actors in government, a series of actors in government, have been making statements as if her job, work permit, her stance is in jeopardy. So I'm uneasy about that possibility. Just that it's suggested, and didn't say it, of course.
Yeah.
But one example of that is we are investigating to see if she's bullying people. Mm-hmm. What if she is found that she is bullying people? What mm-hmm. next? What does the government plan to do?
Yeah.
What are the government's options?
Yeah.
Right. What options are on the table? Are they say, hey, ma'am, stop bullying?
Yeah.
Because they can say that now, and or they can say, hey, you were found to be liable of bullying, therefore we plan to do this.
And what I really want to say is, how do you do that when, on the face of it, your government could be accused of bullying straight across the board?
No, of course.
I mean, just straight across the board, from the the deconstruction of the media space, right? To the way that the prime minister and senior state officials go back and forth over issues that should be clear and sit in the purview of the minister who holds the portfolio. I mean, just across the board. And I wonder where people get the temerity. Like, after the statement by the Prime Minister that we may have to ignore the Constitution to govern properly, after the clear disregard for the Constitution and labor provisions in the midst of the pandemic, I just don't know if either parties have the moral high ground. And people are going to say, but Aaron, that's your government, right? And I got to ask them, you sure it's my government? Because I can't get in touch with them. I can't talk to them. They don't talk to me. They don't consult me on decisions. It's kind of, a little bully culture.
And how many complaints there must be for a government minister to announce to the Bahamian public that they're investigating the CEO for bullying?
Yeah.
One complaint, two complaints, 10 complaints, 100 complaints.
Why would you say it publicly in that way? It's untoward. It's untoward. Listen, I got a caller there, but I got 11 texts. Let's get to the texts. They forget Gombe Summer and Fire Dance, the heathens among us. I got a text here, Miss Green. Why do you always cut Sparky before he finishes? First of all, I thought he was finished. Second of all, Sparky, why do you always text me in the third person?
Yeah.
And why do you always disguise your voice when you call? You think I don't know it's you? It's such a charming voice and mother's wit. Why do you always disguise your voice? It puts me on edge, and I'm not sure what you're going to say, and I have to be wary, because I'm very wary. That pun is thanks to Mr. C.A. Nuri
this morning. Yeah.
Thank you. Another text. Great show as usual. That was a ridiculous amount of money to spend in Carnival when Bahamians hungry and still struggling.
How much money do you spend? Like $2,000-$3,000?
Per person?
Per person.
I don't think $2,000-$3,000 per person.
The costume,
but
the ticket for the headliner, and then the two events.
maybe on average, the average cost per person could be $1,000. Average, you average it out over everything. That's a tremendous amount of money was spent at that event.
Kind of a big business.
It is. The question is, are we a big enough country to allow what are essential resources to be spent on disposable recreational experiences?
Surely these people who participated are middle class.
And I mean, it don't matter whether they're middle class or not, it's their money. And they can spend it however they want, right? But the question is, it's like another question is the question of decency and the costumes on the parade. I didn't go to the parade, right? I think the parade is adult people doing adult things. Adult people should be able to do adult things. For adult people to be able to do adult things, particularly in a small nation like this, the rest of us adults have to be doing the other adult things. I don't know if enough Bahamians are adulting, right? I don't know if enough of us are focused on the things that require focus for us to reach this stage in our evolution. It's a serious question, because you can't tell people how to spend their money, but do we understand the bounds? Like, do we understand the bounds that need to be maintained for a carnival to happen? And are some of us prepared? What I think is indecent is that we are not prepared to stand in the gap so those who want a carnival can carnival. You know, we say it's salacious. That's fine. Let the adults do what adults do. Whose job is it to protect the children? Whose job is it to ensure that the children who shouldn't be there aren't there? That there is a safe space for children? The children in other spaces are protected from sexual violence, right? Who's doing that work? I say I got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, David. This is Kim away so long with you and Yuri.
Brayman, the radio's on, eh?
Yeah, I'm out of the way now. What I want to say, right, a couple of things. If the government got to put something into a carnival, even though those people are adults and they have their money, right? Don't take my money or the consolidated fund to assist them. Let them put their money into it. Because the thing is, when it comes to the hospital is stink, and the poor people got to be going in there. Other point is, right? My second point is,
yes, sir.
We got to be paying everybody, the government, we got to be paying the prime minister, everybody in the House of Assembly, everybody that works in, works for government. And what are we getting back for it? Nothing. After two terms, they're going to get a pension. When the governor general go in there, he or she going to get a pension. What the Bahamian people getting for all this money the Bahamian people make, what the Bahamian people making those ones rich with? What they going to get back? What we going to get back?
I can tell you right now, you get the opportunity to celebrate the 50th independence on your own. Think of your own idea.
Nothing.
Think of your own idea. Organize your own party.
Yeah, but don't take my money and do the foolishness that you're doing.
Thank you.
Because I'm compelled to take care of you, and you're not doing the best of job. None of them.
Thank you, Brayman. Thank you very much. Your point is well made in my mind, and all other shade and commentary is attributed to Aaron Green and not to Brayman at all. Let me get to some of these texts. The Bahamas is not full of heathens like you suggest. Many of us pray and believe in God. I want to ask you something right now, Texter, as it arises in my heart. You don't think that heathens pray and believe in God too? You don't? Anyway, this is why we have 50 years of no major hurricanes or natural disasters. We don't need carnival. It's evil. Obviously, the LGBT people took advantage of it this year. Texter. Man, Texter, let me ask you something. Where are you living, man? I don't feel anything but great pity. That's all. Now, the text, the image of decency that you question may lack historical veracity to you, but for others it represents a real lived legacy. It is inaccurate to compare incidental gyrating and junkanoo parades with the wholesale gyration that seems to be the focal point of carnival. There's a huge difference between junkanoo and carnival. Junkanoo groups present a theme that is supported by all the artistic elements of a presentation. Carnival themes are more loosely conveyed with costumes focused primarily on freestyle performance. But I do agree with you about the idea of indecent spending surrounding carnival. Dear Bahamian public, Christopher Davis was recently crowned as John Qua the second. That's like, he is the crowned as the new John Canoe. Because John Canoe has African roots and not Christian roots. And those things that you attribute to incidental gyrating, like, it's just a touch of heathenism, but not enough to make it non-Christian. It is entirely non-Christian. And it is indecent for Christians to attempt to co-opt this truly African and one of the last vestiges of our African lineage. That is what is indecent. And I'm not dissing Christianity. What I'm saying is, know who you are. What Jackson Blindside say, know who you are. Be who you are, not who you ain't. Otherwise, you could be who you ain't instead of who you are. Another text, political child, please. Only the government can get rid of people like that bully and make decisions that aren't in the best interests of the staff. I want to know, how do you all expect to benefit from capitalism, right? How do you all expect to gain advantages in your life and benefit from capitalism, but ignore all of the other elements required to make capitalism work? I don't. Great show as usual. I know we get back. Dear text, to resend that text, please. I'm all out of time. And then I got another text. The R-rated carnival garbage that is nothing like Junkanoo, which is 100% Bahamian cultural, should not be paraded on the streets for kids to see. Many people were traumatized. Heathens do what they want, and I don't think they care about God. Dear texter, I don't think children should be at carnival. I also think, though, the government did a very good job of telling you where the traffic diversions were going to be, so you and your children wouldn't run into the naked bodies.
At all.
Yeah.
And it didn't go to any residential areas at all.
Yeah.
It's on the main thoroughfare.
Yeah. It was very easy for you to protect your kids from these things that you think are indecent without restricting people. And what we do when we are not pleased with what other people are doing, we look around us and figure out what we need to do to maintain the environment that we want. That's what we do. Some of us allow others to do what they want to do by doing what we know needs to be done. That's the country. That's the nation. I want more Christian people to take that charge seriously.
Mm.
You know, you can create the world. Another text, just as we go, I really don't care about the 50th celebrations, but the collections and spending of monies concerns me. Aaron, this is and will remain a Christian nation. You will not take this country down the path of Sodom and Gomorrah. Dear Texter, we're going to talk about that soon. Very, very soon. Because some of us have gone askew with our interpretation of the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. And oh, what a day when we turn to our brothers and sisters and realize that in our misinterpretation of Sodom and Gomorrah, we are the ones responsible for turning the Bahamas into Sodom and Gomorrah. Imagine you don't love your brother or sister enough to ensure that they are safe, that they are fed, that they are clothed, that they have access to medicine. You maintain an environment where anybody, every and anybody, can become the fuel to your personal wealth machine. Y'all have a great day. Don't turn back now. Guardian Radio AM.
It's turned to salt.
It's up next.